Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Chulin Pei Beis, Chulin 82A, pagination is 163. We'll start at the Mishnah, which is about midway on the page. That's the first Mishnah on the page. Shinayim Shalakhu Para Uvena. Two people acquired the animal and its child from the same vendor. Eze shalokach rishon yishchot rishon. Whoever acquired it first should shecht it first. Vimkidim asheni zacha, but if the second one preceded him and did the shechita, he merited. He got it. It works. We're not going to impose some sort of sanctions for what he did. Now, the Mishnah is predicated on a principle that when a person buys an animal in their time for Shechita, it was assumed that they were going to shecht it that very day. They bought it fresh, they shecht it fresh to eat it fresh. And therefore, when a person is buying from a vendor, he has on that day the first rights to do the shechita. And if a different person shechts, it's going to force him out of his ability to shecht the animal on the same day. And therefore, he gets first rights, but the Mishnah is concluding that it's not ultimately binding. And the word zacha is used. He merited. He will get his meat if he shecht it first, and there are no sanctions. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef says, le'inyin dina tanan. The Mishnah is talking about din, meaning choshen mishpat, interpersonal financial matters. Says Rashi, Lav le'inyan iser v'heter. This is not laws of Yoredeya, laws of Kashrus. Shem rotza hasheni lishchot rishon v'harishon yamtin ad l'machar mutter. If the second one reaches an agreement with the first one that he can shecht first, of course he could. There's nothing in laws of Kashrus, like milk and meat or shechita or anything like that, that precludes the second buyer from shechting first. What's going on here, says Rav Yosef, is dinhu. It's a choshen mishpat thing. In ba'u lebezdin, if they both come to bezdin, because they both want to shecht right now. V'chaveiro omer, and the friend says, ani tzarech yoser mimcha, I need it more than you do. Anu omrim lohem. We use this objective rule. Halokeach rishon yishchot, the person who bought it first, he gets to shecht. Shalmanas kein lokach, because that's the reason that he bought it. And if we consider, continues Rashi, if a vendor sells an animal and keeps the related animal for himself, the vendor is not allowed to shecht that animal on the day of the sale because it was understood that the buyer intends to shecht the animal he bought on the day of the sale. And just like the vendor can't shecht that related animal, so the second buyer is only buying whatever the vendor has. And the vendor does not have rights to shecht that second animal today, so the second buyer does not have rights to shecht that second animal today. It's not an iser v'heter thing. It's a choshen mishpat thing. It's in the laws of buying, you don't have those rights. And therefore, Bezdin would advise that the first one gets to shecht, but as the Mishnah said, zacha, if he did do it, he merits, he ends up with his meat, and we don't take sanctions and don't object to what already occurred. the words of the Shach, Simen Tes Zayin, Lechatchila ein ro'i la'asos kein. Lechatchila, he wasn't supposed to do it. The Gemara continues and says, Tana, we learned. In Kidim Hasheni, if the second one proceeds, Hare ze zoriz v'niskar. He's acting quickly, with alacrity. It's a positive type of word. This is not impulsive. Zoriz is a mida in Mesilas Yesharim. It's a good mida. V'niskar, and he merits. Zoriz, what does it mean, zoriz? The Gemara tells us, delo avari surah, he didn't do anything wrong. V'niskar, da'ka'achol bisra, and the benefit is that he gets his meat. Now the question is, what is this new statement of the Gemara going on? Tana, we learned, what case is this talking about? And the challenge over here is that if you told me that le'inyin dina tanan, there's a Mishnah that says that the second one should not shecht first, v'im kidem hasheni zocha, but if he did, he gets his meat. Is that what this new statement is going on when it says, Zoriz v'niskar? He acted with alacrity, like a praise, and he merited. And indeed, some learn that that's the case, that it's a very gentle precedence that's given to the first buyer, and the second buyer really can act, but there's something very odd about it, because then what was the whole point? What was the protection that the first person got? Rashi described that the vendor himself would not have been able to shecht that second animal. So it seems that there's a little bit more to the rights of the first buyer than merely nice thing to let him get it first. But really the second one can be zoriz v'niskar. It sounds like in the way of praise. If we take a look at Shulchan Aruch, we see that the presentation indicates that this is going on a very different case. The Shulchan Aruch Simen Tes Zayin Se'ef Vav writes, Shenayu shalakho osov espeno biyom echad. Two people buy from the same person, osov espeno, a mother and the child, and they buy it on the same day, and as we've mentioned, the implications are that they're going to both want to shecht it today. Halokeach techila yishchot velo hasheni. The one who bought it first on that day has the rights to shecht it on that day, and the other one gets pushed off. Bamed devarim amurim, when was this said? Kishalakom shneim adam echad, because they both bought it from the same person. Shemiyad kishamochal lerishon, because as soon as he sold it to the first one, lo ayu yachal lishchot es hanisha biyado, he was not allowed to shecht the related animal that remains in his hands, exactly what Rashi described. Shalokeach lokach amanas l'shechta miyot, because when a person buys, he's buying with the understanding that he's shechting it today, in their culture. V'lochein, says the Rama, and therefore, gama lokech mimenu asur lishchot. The one who buys second, he's buying from that same vendor who did not have the rights to shecht today, so he also is not going to have the rights to shecht today. Shelo yachal limkor lo rak zuchus shebiyado, because the second one can only buy the rights that the vendor has, and the vendor doesn't have rights to shecht until tomorrow. Says the Mechaber by way of conclusion of the Sif, Avalam lakhum mishinayim. But if they bought Osova Espino, the mother and the child, from two different vendors, so that these two animals were on the open market, we know from the pedigree which one is related to which one, but you're buying them from different people, Shineim Shavim, the first one, and the second one, buyers, are equal. And whoever acts first is a zoriz, in a very praise-style wording. He did absolutely nothing wrong, and he merits that he gets his meat. And there's a big chiddush over here, that even in the laws of Kedima precedence, just because a person goes on record that he intends to shech today does not stop someone else from buying the related animal and preceding him. There's nothing wrong. This is open market. If you really want, go shecht. Once you shecht, the other guy will be boxed out. But just because you bought first, there's nothing in that that creates a kedima. Again, the only case of kedima would be that you're buying from the same vendor, because the vendor would indeed be restricted in shechting the related animal, and therefore he cannot sell that related animal with rights to shecht today. Yasher koach. Thank you for joining.